The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora. This is Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. Loud and Queer is an LGBTQIA+ music radio show, and it's coming to you from here in Whakatū on Fresh FM. I have a great show lined up for you today. First up, we'll be starting with three brand new Aotearoa tracks, and I also have the chairperson of Pride, Whakatū Pride that is, in the studio with me to have a chat about some of the first events that are coming up. But first of all, I really want to replay a track that I played during my last show that I accidentally did dirty by slamming the mouse of the studio computer and playing another song over the top of it. Apologies, Hun Lynch. Let's get started. This is a very new track from Hun Lynch, whose album is coming out on the 24th of April. This is a beautiful song. It's called Conan.
Yeah. Te reo irirangi o te tauihu o te waka o Māori, Fresh FM, tauke!
Amelia off of her album The Joy of Living, which comes out tomorrow on Sun Return. That track's called Listen to the Sound of the Wind. I'm really looking forward to that album. It is going to be beautiful. Before that, you heard Stonehenge Aotearoa, and that is Gemma Syme, aka Instant Fantasy, and Beck Coogan, who was in Cortina, amongst other things. And that track's called She Who Is Our Rock. And they have an EP of demos out on Bandcamp that you can check out, which includes a really flippin' cute Mama Cass cover that makes me grin so wide. And first up there, you heard Conan by Hun Lynch. And those are all Aotearoa musicians, and it's all new. Speaking of new, Kalala is back. Now, if you are familiar with Kalala, you'll know that it's R&B, that kind of thing. So, when I heard this new track that just came out a few days ago, I was not expecting to hear shoegaze guitars, but I am super into it. This is called Idea One. You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM.
Oh, Fresh FM.
That one on. That was Dream Nails with Move Like an Animal, and that is from their album You Wish that came out in February. And before that, Sookyun Lee, who you may have seen as the lead character Sophia in Short Bus, which, gosh, it must be about 20 years old, that movie now, but if you haven't seen it, I really recommend looking that one up. And that track is called Locked Boy. And before that, Dear Laika with Inward Life, We Exist. And first up in that lot, you heard the brand new one from Kalela. It is called Idea One. And there's been quite a bit of hype about that online. And I have to say I'm pretty excited about the return of Kalela. I'm also excited about Whakatū Pride, which opens this weekend. And I have the chairperson of Whakatū Pride in the studio with me now, and I suppose I have to say that the chairperson of Whakatū Pride, Emma Constantine, is also my beloved. Welcome to the studio, Emma.
Thank you, Jo. Thanks for outing us both like that.
Is it weird being interviewed by me?
No, not at all. Just like a night at home.
Oh, yeah, true.
Mm. Mm.
Tell us about the kaupapa of Whakatū Pride Festival this year.
Well, the mission of Whakatū Pride as an organisation, a volunteer organisation, we've been going for, I think, about 8 years. And the mission is really to connect people. It's all about community, creating opportunities to be together. And so lots of the stuff that we do is about social connection, but we're doing more than social connection, really. We're trying to look for opportunities to be together, to get to know each other, and to form the kinds of communities where we don't just hang out together, we also get to celebrate together, we get to make things together, we get to put on festivals together, and we get to look after each other when things are tough. That's what community is for me.
The thing I love about Whakatū Pride is that outside of being a festival, we have coffee meetups every month. We have ways of staying in touch online. We have people who make friends during these coffee meetups and organise impromptu hikes or games nights and things like that. So there is a lot of connection to be made locally if you are looking for your fellow rainbow people here.
Absolutely. And I think because we have been creating that layer of connection, that when we reached out to the community and said, who wants to do something for Pride this year? You know, let's put on a festival together. We had so many beautiful, generous offerings. And we were really clear when we put the invitation out. It's like, it doesn't matter how small it is. If you get three or four people in a room having a good time, then we've been successful. And so what we said to people is, let's look for opportunities to eat together, to move together, to sing together,
and learn just together.
Learn together, absolutely. And people just really responded. So we've had lovely offers. People have done things like say, well, I want to take people on a bird watching walk, and also spot planes at the same time. And then you find this group of people who are really into that as well. And then we've had other folks who are like, well, we want to sing pride themed musical theatre songs, so we're going to get the local music repertory theatre to take over their usual sing-along night and do that with us. And, you know, we've had the local library who've been so beautiful say, well, let's turn over our sewing machines and, you know, all the resources that we have here at the library. And they created with us this beautiful event around using the sewing machines to learn to tailor clothes for rainbow bodies, so for people whose bodies are changing. And every time we do one of these events, people make more connections, and you see people swapping phone numbers, and next time you catch up, you see someone has given someone a lift that they met last time. And so I'm really excited about what this festival is going to bring, not just the fun times, but also what it's going to leave behind.
And what does the opening weekend look like?
The opening weekend is this weekend on Saturday the 18th. We're actually having a little warm-up. We love to have a little warm-up, a little Pride evening event, the eve of Pride. So on the 17th at 5 o'clock, we're going to do a little takeover, a little merger with the local Arts Council event called Hot Chips, which is when people just get together. It's really in the name. You eat hot chips, you have a little beer, you get to know people from your community. And they have turned that over to us and are making it a Pride version. We've got a DJ, we've got beautiful decorations, and it's a soft way in for people who maybe want to just have a chat before they want to go to a rally. But then Saturday, we are doing the official opening of Pride, a ceremony, and we're going to do that in the middle of town. We've got lots of people speaking. Most importantly, we've got a beautiful queer elder speaking. This Pride year is the 40-year anniversary of homosexual law reform, and we have come a long way. We want to look back at that history. We want to hear from someone who was there on the streets of Wellington protesting around that time, and we want to mark that. Then we've got some local folks who are also going to share as part of that ceremony, and we're going to finish up with the Nelson Sambassadors, who are an amazing, raucous, very queer-oriented group of music makers and noise makers. So I think that'll be a beautiful start to Pride.
Yeah, and tell us about what the Arts Council have invited us to do after the opening ceremony.
This has been really, really lovely. For those of you who don't live in Whakatū, you might not know that part of our town is surrounded by fences at the moment. There's a lot of building happening on one of the main roads, and there's been a lot of fencing put up around it. And the Arts Council have really wanted to beautify that, to make a participatory opportunity for community to make art on what's something that is quite utilitarian and often looks a bit ugly. So they've asked us down for something called the Rainbow Connection, where they've got lots and lots of ribbons and a table with markers where people can write hopeful messages on the ribbons. And together, after the opening ceremony, we're going to create a big rainbow together by tying those onto the fence.
That is so gorgeous.
I love it. And I love the name too. It's very Kermit the Frog.
Speaking of the homosexual law reform, there is going to be an exhibition, I hear.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to dig into that history a little bit more. And we have got a beautiful exhibition that kind of opens up those experiences of protest around that time. We've got amazing images from the archive. And Ari, who's the curator of that, is just about to install it. That's going to be open for, I think, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want a sneak preview of that, how can you see it before the opening?
It'll be open on Monday, won't it?
It will, but I hear that if you go to a certain event on Sunday, you can have a little sneak preview.
This is very clever of you. Yes. On Sunday night, we've got a queer history event for talking about all of those beautiful elders whose shoulders we stand on today. And Ari and Joanne, beautiful, beautiful historians, are going to take us through the history of protest, of queer protest in Aotearoa, and trace the steps from where we were back then, 40 years ago, to where we are today, and the beautiful things we have to celebrate and the fights that we still have.
Now, this is just a small selection of what's happening. This is the opening weekend, and the festival is going until the 2nd of May. And so I'll have another show where I can talk to you about the closing weekend and do a bit of a sum up of things that have occurred. But is there anything else we should tell people about for the first week?
Oh, I'm trying to think some of the beautiful things. Well, one of the ones I'm really excited about is the local roller derby league.
This is cute.
Super cute. So they have opened up their regular Monday night practice. They want everyone to come along. They're going to teach people some roller derby moves. And then we're going to have a big old game of sock derby sliding around the floor. I think that's going to be super, super fun. Is there anything that you can think of, Joe, that's like a really good one for this week?
I think that, you already mentioned the musical theatre one. I think that's going to be super cute. And there is some karaoke on Friday night.
That's right.
Not this Friday, but Friday the 24th.
Yeah.
There are so many things. And the best way to check out what's happening is go to whakatupride.co.nz, and there are links to our social media on there so you can follow along and find out what the events of that day are. And I will post a link to that site from the Loud and Queer Instagram or from loudandqueer.nz as well, so that you can find out more. Thank you so much, Emma. I am super, super excited about Pride.
Me too. Thank you so much, Jo.
I've got a track for you now. It is brand new as well. It's from up and coming star, folk star, Zoe Amber. This is called Another Time.
To the dogs again, whispering in their ears, asking looking at all the eyes that passed. You were looking for God. Mm-hmm. You see, you call your mama every Tuesday. Tell her about the city you just passed and all your dreams that went astray.
That was Mirjana by Xylitol off of her album Bloomin' Fantasy that just came out recently. I've played you a track from this album not so long ago before it came out, and I am really enjoying this album. I highly recommend checking out the whole thing. Before that, Imogen Heap with What Have You Done To Me from I Am that came out last year. And first up there, you heard the brand new single from Zoe Amber called Another Time. You have been listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. We spoke with Emma Constantine earlier, who is the chairperson of Whakatū Pride, about the upcoming Whakatū Pride Festival that starts this weekend. Please head to whakatūpride.co.nz to find out about the program and register for anything that needs registering and book tickets in advance, because pre-sales are how things actually get to happen. And we love you when you buy pre-sales. And you can head to my website, loudandqueer.nz, to find out how to follow the show on social media or to find out more about Whakatū Pride if you want to. And as always, I say this music, this show is music by and for queer people. So I always like to finish up the show with a song by a queer icon. And this week I have picked Tori Amos. Now, while Tori isn't queer herself, she has often been someone who is, or she's just always been someone very beloved by the queer community. She makes music that really speaks to our hearts and sometimes has been really helpful in terms of processing emotions, just getting angry, just all those feelings that you can go through. And I think she really gets us. She's got an album coming out soon, and I'm not going to play one of her old songs. I am going to play her brand new song. It's called The Gasoline Girls, and she says that it's about a lesbian motorbike gang who have chosen to be powerful and visible together. And she loves us. What can I say? This is Tori Amos with Gasoline Girls. You've been listening to Loud and Queer. I'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Thank you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.